Yeah.
This one right here. Let be clear.
That right.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
What?
My mama told me so. Huh? Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, come fuck with it, nigga.
Yeah.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
What?
My mama told me so. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. Bitch, watch your fucking back. Know what you talking about. Bustin' nuts and hoes, my. Don't have no child and let them go wild. Stress instead of resting, giving me no black and mild. When black come back in style, can white be white when water ain't white right now? Huh? Fuck that nigga talking about. I'm telling you, I'm a child of the most, so I'm liable to say some shit. That's all the way straight to your motherfucking face. So you can face your fate and go your way. Just take it day by. Remember to pray and 8 glasses of water a day.
Straight.
And way beyond way. Just say how you say what you say. And give space. And it's something by space. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. My mama told me so. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, come fuck with it, nigga.
Yeah.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
That right.
My mama told me so.
Yeah.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, ain't no switching sides either. Niggas doing drive-by. Acting wild. Promoting vibes. And killing Papa.
Oh no.
And packing low. 10 women don't want a hood. How 2 women gon' make a baby? She crazy. Nigga either get lazy. Explain. Must have lost your brain. Smartphone, but don't fold. Sheeple. Now people catch them votes. Showing a rope and easing on dope.
True.
Yeah, don't wrong for speaking hoes. But only if you knew what I knew. You wouldn't be playing no more.
They want.
John Rope and Hopscotch. Young nigga know what he talking about. Only time for it, hit the block. Shit jumping out the pot. Folks calling cops, cause I'm slanging rock. Trying to put them out, and then slave way. If it weren't for the creator, who told you they would have played you? Last time Pat told you about Esau and Jacob. Stepped you for 40 acres. Or how they hung niggas from the tree like they did your Satan. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, what they were.
My mama told me so. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, come fuck with it, nigga.
Yeah.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, right, that right.
My mama told me so.
Yeah, right.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, ain't no switching sides either.
Well, thank the Lord for the day, the moment, and the hour. Here to do a recap, March 27th. Taking a look at what's going on in the world around us. A lot has changed from the beginning of the week to the end of the week, especially in America. It's amazing how they can say, yay, everybody cheers, and then they say nay, and everybody oppose the opposition. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Let's get into it. So, from what I hear, there are those that don't agree, and then there are those that do agree. Today we're getting into energy. Not your light bill. Not just your vibes, but how they all intertwine one to another. The ins, the outs, the ups, the downs, the good, the bad. For it is all one out in another, as far as we know anyway. But hey, don't take my word for it. Let's hear what the president got to say.
I know that we will achieve victory and quickly return to the path of exceptional health, safety, and prosperity for all of our citizens. We have to get back to work. Our people want to work. They want to go back. They have to go back. And we're going to be talking about dates. We're going to be talking with a lot of great professionals. But this is a country that was built on getting it done. And our people want to go back to work. I'm hearing it loud and clear from everybody. So we'll see what happens. We're going to have a lot more information early next week, and we'll be reporting that back. But I just want to leave it with you. We have to go back. This is the United States of America. They don't want to sit around and wait, and they'll be practicing. And by the way, a lot of people misinterpret when I say go back. They're going to be practicing as much as you can, social distancing and washing your hands and not shaking hands and all of the things that we talk about so much. But they have to go back to work. Our country has to go back. Our country is based on that. And I think it's going to happen pretty quickly. A lot of progress is made, but we got to go back to work.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to happen pretty quickly. Hasn't it happened pretty quickly? But your energy. They've been playing on it. And now they tell you to go back to work. A lot of cold words. We're going to examine as much as possible. I pray that the Lord bless the nourishment of this word, that he lead and he guide us. For without him, we are nothing, but with him, we are, by way of Yahweh Shah. Let's hear what the word got to say. So be it, people.
Chapter 2. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember, that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ, for he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit.
See, in the spirit, it's how they operate. But ain't always where it's so easy to give an account for things. Not just on an account of another, but on an account for myself, I shall say. Yet, it's airborne, social distancing, about 6 feet, and we can get back to work. Sound like cold work to me. Yes, sir. But in the dealing of man, what do you do? Do you fold or do you hold your hand? It depends on the set that you got, right? Then another matter, it depends on how great the pot is, you know? You don't want to be too quick to weigh matter. But yet too slow to let it go. Right? Or at least that's pretty much the mantra for this hand in life. It's not about doing what's right. It's about getting what's nice. You know? But who am I to judge once again? For if I was tested, would I stand the test of time? I would like to say that I would. I would like to think that I would. But really, when it comes down to it, see, you got to build that faith. And faith is built not overnight, but it's a journey. It's a relationship. It's getting to know the other. And just in time itself, different things will present itself. You are stride to strides with one another. You'll get to know one another and you'll grow closer to one another. Because birds of a feather flock together. Doers hang out with doers. Gossipers hang out with gossipers. Ballers hang out with ballers, etc. Whether it's righteous or it's wicked. Now people intermingle with one another just in human nature because that's human nature. But then there are elements that are outside of human nature that I as a human cannot understand their nature. But there are those that have sought out to understand their nature and have learned a lot. Being told the betterment of, but not the lack thereof. As always. But then again, I miss Dan, because yet I'm a man, so I reject my claim. Because I think, now I don't think, I know for sure, he must get permission before, because the great Almighty said so. But it's the simple things that we must know. You know, as we grow, and as we go, let's take a journey into the nature of energy.
Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword, and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand, or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
That's interesting. That's real interesting. Once again, the Lord said that he created the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning in Genesis. I believe it was on day one. The Lord created the light and the darkness. I think it was on day four that the Lord created the sun and the moon. But yet he who is in control is always cool. The one that's losing control. I'm learning that. Is it rage? For the first time, Satan caused the fall of man. The Lord placed limits on Satan and worked with man. My, oh my, how long has that second stretch been? For the Lord has shown man how to conquer over Satan, how to triumph over Satan. Saints started racking up L's. Mankind started racking up W's. The lineage of the Lord's people, that is. And my, what a beautiful lineage it is. It's a different story for a different day. But see, the Almighty is Almighty. And he don't play. So could they rhyme with day? You did. But in that day, that Satan messed with man for the third time. See, the Lord said that he was going to spank that ass. See, he was already marked for death. But now he's going to get it. And we're going to see it. And there are a lot of people that choose to do his works. And you too shall have your portion. For that's what the Lord has said. So, that's what it shall be. But in days like today, with moments like these moments, the Lord is merciful because he gives us times like these times to repent, to prepare, and to move forward, even with the world in a state in which it's in. It's Friday. And the president announced that we got to get back to work, which is a beautiful thing, because next week is still March. Towards the end of next week, you still have time to gather and prepare for Passover. Now, will they close for the Passover? That we shall see. That's a good question to ask, and it's something to keep your eyes and your ears on. Now, as far as Monday and how would that go? See that dollar? That almighty dollar. I can't see what the dollar do. You know? I heard that there are some companies that are changing their logos to encourage people to continue social distancing. Okay. McDonald's. I think Coca-Cola. And maybe even Audi, to name a few, I believe. Call for an uprising. I appreciate that information, King. Go and check that out. Go and check that out. That's real interesting, because I believe personally that that's going to have an impact on business starting Monday. Just how fast everybody was supposed to stay at home, quarantine, and just how fast you went back to work in less than a week, a blink of an eye. I believe that this is about to be enforced as fast as a blink of an eye. A lot of people are concerned about the coronavirus, are concerned about vaccination, and even concerned about being chipped with the mark. Well, one thing I know for sure, and one thing we are going to examine today, is those that are marked by the Lord and those that are marked by Satan, clearly. Because if you're marked by the Lord, you don't have to worry about being marked by the beast or the mark of the beast, because he can't mark you. You're not his property. Who is he? He has to get permission before he messes with you. But yet, those of you that are beast property, not only can he mess with you, but the Lord said that your life is still in his hands. So back to business. Whose business are you about? For what good is it for a man to profit the earth and lose his soul? But there are those that have came into earth and that have had profitable lives, and that has passed on and is still a profiting, because they knew what was truly profitable in life. For it's not the things, it's the game of life itself, the experience of life. Knowing that you can get the highest score that you want to get. You don't have to worry about the score that anyone else get, because you worry about the score that you get. Because just like in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. For the mark of the beast is the mark of a man, right? Of a man. It's the mark of a man. Every single man. The Lord simplified it. Just like it was simple in day one when he made Adam. For they say, I'm made up of atoms, right? Am I not made up of Adam? Yet, I'm made up of atoms. That's what the scientists say, right? You have atoms inside of you. But the Bible said that I come from Adam without the S. So when it comes down to the mark of the beast being the mark of man, oh, it's the mark of that man. It's not the mark of me because I'm not a man. Now you don't want to be a part of that man. You see? But there are those that are truly not a part of that man because they are part of another one. Don't take my word for it. Let's see what the word got to say. Moab Radio.
Chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar the King. Unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to shew the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders! His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house, and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But at the last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and before him I told the dream, saying, O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Thus were the visions of mine head in my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beast of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and an holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, Hew down the tree, and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves, and scatter his fruit. Let the beast get away from under it, and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belteshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof, forasmuch as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonied for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heaven, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beast of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation, it is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and an holy one coming down from heaven and saying, Hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast of the field till 7 times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my lord the king, that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and 7 times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be accepted unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by shewing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquillity. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power, and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, saying, O king Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and 7 times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like birds' claws. And at the end of the days I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth for ever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand, or say unto him, What doest thou? At the same time my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lord sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. The Book of Job, Chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord, and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord, and said, Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job, and said, The oxen were ploughing, and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them, and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, The fire of God is fallen from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, The Chaldeans made out 3 bands, and fell upon the camels, and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness, and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose, and rent his mantle, and shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground, and worshipped, and said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly.
Let's get to the heart of the matter. So there is a difference between the two. And not just those two, but many, many more. Just having those to weigh on. Because a lot of people have a lot of things to get back to. Have a lot of things to do, and after being isolated, it's good for you and I. But just how merciful the Lord Himself truly is something that is always understated. And today, I seek to give Him praise. Matter of fact, the highest of highest of highest when it comes down to praise. Energy. Once again, your energy. The vibes that you put off, the universe picks up on them. When you tell a lie to the universe, the lie becomes your liability because the universe holds you liable for it. When you speak out truths and you set out into your truths, the Lord sends you truths, youth. Growth is a process that starts from digging a hole and planting a seed. Getting rid of that old and having faith in something new. Sprinkling it with water. Baptism, coming out a new creature, arising new. As we move forth in our days, look forward to things that are inconspicuous, that seems to be changing, that seems to be different. Begin to align your temple. Take an Epsom salt bath. Wash your hair, deep clean it. Whatever method you seek to do. Take your little Epsom salt and some water, drink it. Don't take that Epsom salt bath and drink that Epsom salt water in the same day. Give yourself maybe a day or two in between. And when you drink that Epsom salt, make sure that you know you are able to have a designated resting area that you could be looking forward to spending an ample amount of time. Because the planet knows where you are every moment, every hour, every minute. It don't need no track my iPhone, none of that. You know, speaking of taking a chip, why? Phone, you gotta charge it. Need updating. So if you get the chip now, update you then what? Or if you can't find a charge, then what? Well, you need charging now, you just lay down anywhere and wake up right. That's how you charge. You need updating. You control your updating. How much knowledge do you want to obtain? What kind of knowledge do you obtain? Knowledge is power because things you think about are the things that you will do, and it creates the life that you will live. Energy. And yet the Lord is so patient, so humble and so kind. He is such a gentleman, truly he is, because he don't push himself on anyone. We've heard about that plenty of times throughout the studies today. But he wants you to have a relationship with him. He wants you to want to be with him. He knows if you do it and if you don't. So you can't play him. So you will be a fool to think so, to even set out to do so. From in the very beginning, the Lord knew who was and who wasn't. Those that were chosen, those that weren't chosen, those that were called, those that missed their call. For the Lord created the good and the evil. Yes, he did. But choose now whom thou shalt serve. You know? We have Passover coming up soon. We have Feast of Unleavened Bread. We have First Fruits. Passover, First Fruits, then Feast of Unleavened Bread. To be exact, my apologies. Then we have weeks. Then we're going to the High Holies of High Holies in the fall once more. Day of Atonement. Feast of Tabernacles. Missing another one. Can't really think of it off the dome right now. My apologies. So what the Lord decided to do from here on out. The plagues. Lord willing, we'll get into the plagues next week. We'll see how the weekend goes about. I'm going to get out, do a little exploring myself, get my spirits up, get with the Lord, you know. Figure things out as much as possible, as I'm sure you are as well. You know. Wish everybody blessings on that note. Not out just yet. Got the reading of another word. Then we're going to go over our list of words. Do a lot of housekeeping and we'll be out. So let's go ahead and get into the full armor of Yah. Moab Radio.
Chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all men that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen.
And so be it. So be it. Energy. Thank the Lord for giving us an opportunity to even play the game called life. Because he didn't have to. This is his life to live. This is his game, his creation. And not just his life as if when it's over, someone else gets a chance. For he himself is life. Life everlasting. Talk a lot about the day of man. Judgment day. Judgment day. It is judgment day. But yet, even on day seven, the Lord rested. For on day one, the Lord moved, separated light from darkness. He moved. He created spirit over the depths and the waters. Separate light from dark. Day four, he gave us the moon, gave us the sun, the greater light, the lesser light. Satan headquarter base on the moon. Big ups to Enoch. Pray to the Lord to put it on our heart. We can get into that next week. But the plagues, are they amongst us or are they not? I tell you one thing, whether they are or they not, don't play around with it, because your judgment day, my judgment day, might not be the same judgment day. Mine could be today. Energy. First word that we read came from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. Second reading of the word, second scripture came from Genesis chapter 1. Third reading right after Genesis was Revelation 13. Then we had Daniel chapter 4, which was the fourth reading of the word. Then we had Job chapter 1, which was the fifth reading of the word. And our closing reading of the word was Ephesians 6. Energy. For the Lord said that we shall interpret scripture, precept on precept. We're going to start advancing a little bit some of the books that I read outside of the Bible. Lord's willing. Building up to Passover, if it's Lord's willing. Just so that we can get an idea of who the great I am is, what to expect from him, how he's the creator of all. Who am I to judge anybody? Trying to get myself together before judgment. Here I am standing before you, just another man. Just wanted to tell another man just because I care. Judgment's coming. Judgment coming. For even those rank in heaven, I just pray that I make it to heaven. You can have a higher rank than me, but to make it to heaven is a great thing. But to be honest with you and tell you my characteristic, just because I know there's rank in heaven, I play for the highest ranks. Because I know how great my king is. And I love my king. For without my king, I am nothing. But with my king, I am all. So by way of Yahweh Shai, I pray that he bless this word once more. Pray that he bless you in the nourishment of this word. And pray that he encourage you to go into the word, review the word over the week or whatever. Move forward throughout the weekend in safety, peace, harmony for friends, family, neighbors. We're going to even ask the Lord to cover our enemies by way of Yahweh Shai. Love you all. Once more, Muwak Radio, number 7. Big ups to the Most High. For without him, we are now one more again. I can't do it without my friend. Here it is. Love you.
Yeah.
Do it right here. Let be clear.
That right.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
What?
My mama told me so. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, come fuck with it, nigga.
Yeah.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
What?
My mama told me so. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, ain't no switching sides either. It's no winning out. Watch your fucking back. Know what you talking about. Busting nuts and hoes, my. Don't have no child and let them go wild. Stress instead of resting, giving me no black and mild. When black, I'm back in style. Can white be white when white ain't white right now? Huh? Fuck that nigga talking about. I'm telling you, I'm a child of the Most, so I'm liable to say some shit. That's all the way straight to your motherfucking face. So you can face your fate and go your way. Just take it day by. Remember to pray and 8 glasses of water a day.
Straight.
And way beyond way. Just say how you say what you say. And give space. Hey, it's on in by space.
That right.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
My mama told me so. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, come fuck with it, nigga.
Yeah.
Giving shots out to the she crazy. Nigga either get lazy. Explain. Must have lost your brain. Smartphone, but dumb folk. Sheeple. Now people can't them vote. Showing a rope and he's in undo. Yeah, don't run for speaking hoes. But only if you knew what I knew. You they wouldn't be playing no more. John Rope and Hopscotch. Young nigga know what he's talking about. Only time for it, hit the block. Shit jumping out the pot. Folks calling cops. Cause I'm slanging rock. Trying to put them out. And then slavery. If it weren't for the creator, who told you they would've played you? Last time Pat told you about Esau and Jacob. Stepped you for 40 acres. Or how they hung niggas from the tree like they did your Satan. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, what they were.
My mama told me so. Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, come fuck with it, nigga.
Yeah.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, right, yeah, right.
My mama told me so.
Yeah, right.
Giving shots out to the Holy Ghost. The only thing I know, ain't no switching sides either.